Hey guys, KT. Coming live at you as KT. I just heard KMC's podcast about 1 year later and Anchor, the contest, and the legacy of what that was. And then, it's a different app. I just remember the good times, man. It always will. I'll never leave my mind. It was just a great app. It's like a family, man. It still is. I know there's other communities and things offline, but my journey on this app is, I don't want to say slowly developing a year ago, but it was growing. Like, it was to the point where I felt like I did everything I could. And there were some sacrifices I made deep down that I know I shouldn't have done. And I know people are like, "Oh, KT, you listened to every segment." No, I didn't. I'm not gonna lie with you guys. I scrubbed. I scrubbed for the love of the people, man. I scrubbed through. I did every possible way to know that I cared about you, even call-ins, whatever the case was. I mean, I just wanted to let people know I cared. And I think I'll never forget that. Even doesn't matter about the contest, me winning it. It doesn't matter about that whole week. I mean, the energy was incredible. I mean, I remember it was like a blur. It was like a vision, man. It was just something out of the making. Like, it was a apocalypse of listens and likes and views and blah 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 and comments and whatever. It was just an incredible time, and I remember the Anchor Clipper. I mean, it was the News Clipper too. I mean, that was great. It was great times. It supported me. I feel sorry for it when it crashed too. During the week of the contest, I believe it crashed on a Friday, Black Friday. And I kept saying to myself, like, dang, dang. Like, it just kept hitting me in the face, like, this is really real. And everyone was out to get the win, but through it all, we didn't care about the win in reality. We only cared about each other. So we just had an incredible force that I don't think I'll ever see such an incredible amount of support and force ever on any other app, the way we did on that app the week of the 20th of the 20 or no 19th to 26, excuse me. But I guess this week would be 18-25. But those 7, 8 days and the day after, I guess I'll talk about that next week, the day after Monday. It just humbled me. And, I think the legacy of the contest really doesn't matter to me anymore. What matters to me is that it was a base block, a starting block. What I'm doing right now, it may not be related to this as of right now. I'm just more freelancer as far as this podcasting game. I've had experience. I've done Anchor Nation. I've done it, but I'm doing things offline that I don't think I would have ever done and dreamed of. I mean, if somebody would have told me that you can do other things on certain platforms when I was like, I don't know, 5 years ago, so like 14, 15, I could be in a different place right now where I'm at. But everything happens for a reason, and I think. Yeah, I'll never forget Opinion App because that was the real first taste of it. And their free platform they gave me before Anchor. And I'll never forget the people I connected with. I mean, KMC is a good buddy of mine. Uncle Mike, I connected with big time. Freak Beats this week. Megs, Sherman, Positive. Obviously, my big man, Domo, Mike, my beast. the legacy will never be forgotten. I think KB just, there's just a lot of people. I'm never going to forget it. And although it's over in the sense that we're never going to get the energy again on the actual app portion, unless something happens, which I hope it comes back. I truly, truly hope it does. But if it doesn't, I know I lived my life on here with no regrets. I mean, I'm doing stuff offline now that I'm taking this as an experience from what I learned last year and applying it now. And I'm happy. I'll never be more happier than what I'm doing right now. So the legacy of the contest will never leave my spirit.